So today is Pentecost Sunday. The events of Pentecost are found in our second reading today from Acts chapter 2. Acts is the five books in the New Testament, the fifth book of the New Testament. The Bible begins with the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's the ministry of Jesus. Acts is next in the New Testament, the fifth book, and it's about the continuation of Jesus' ministry through the Holy Spirit.
今天是五旬節的主日，五旬節在我們今天的使徒行傳第二章可以找到出來。使徒行傳在新約聖經書的第五卷，新約聖經是講及耶穌生平的事蹟。聖經裡面有馬太福音、馬可福音、路加福音和約翰福音，接下來的就是使徒行傳，是講及耶穌升天後透過聖靈繼續事工和使命。
So on the one side of the book of Acts, if you open up the New Testament, you have the four Gospels of Jesus. On the other side are the epistles or letters written by the apostles to various churches, letters like Romans and Ephesians. The book of Acts is actually right in the middle of the New Testament. Acts is a middle, or it's a bridge book between the life and ministry of Jesus and the life and ministry of Jesus in the Holy Spirit for the church and the world.
使徒行傳是四福音之后的书信，另外一些是写给不同的教会的书信，例如罗马书和以弗所书。使徒行传排在新约圣经书的中间。使徒行传示明了耶稣通过圣灵和事工之间的桥梁。
So Acts is a bridge, a middle between Jesus who ascends to heaven, but reaches out to the whole world through the Holy Spirit, his message of repentance and forgiveness. The book of Acts describes then in vivid detail how the Holy Spirit moves that ministry of Jesus forward through the apostles and disciples of Jesus. And today, Pentecost, our second reading from the book of Acts, shows us the power of the Holy Spirit and the bridge and the connection to Jesus Christ.
使徒行传在耶稣之间的桥梁，耶稣升天，藉着圣灵的力量，将悔改和宽恕的信息伸展向地极。使徒行传详细地描述了圣灵如何通过耶稣的门徒推动耶稣的事工向前发展。今天是五旬节，使徒行传的开头就向我们展示出耶稣基督圣灵相连的力量。
From our second reading then today, Acts chapter 2, here's how it describes the events of Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they, the followers, the disciples of Jesus, were gathered all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting and divided as flames on the heads of each as tongues of fire each one of them received. They're filled with the Holy Spirit. They begin to speak in other tongues or languages as the Spirit gave them utterance.
我们今天的使徒行传第二章五旬节的事情，指五旬节到了，门徒都集中在一处，忽然从天上响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子，又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们各人头上，他们都被圣灵充满。
The crowd in Jerusalem gathered for Pentecost. They're amazed by all this, the power of the Spirit, these different languages. If you think about it, Pentecost, you wouldn't need a translator that day. They say, are not all of those speaking Galileans? How is it that we hear each of us in his own native language? You know, some are shocked. And they say, what does this mean? They want to hear more. Others are just bewildered and scoffing and said they're filled with new wine.
最近在耶路撒冷参加五旬节的人群对圣灵的力量和语言的清晰感到惊讶和惊奇，他们又惊又喜地问，这些人是讲加利利语言吗？我们个个自己用自己的语言听到什么呢？很多人都在互相地问，你听到什么东西呢？是什么意思呢？其中有个嬉皮笑脸的人说，他们装满了新的酒。
In the power of the Holy Spirit, the Apostle Peter gets up to preach that day on Pentecost. He wants everyone to understand. And it shall come to pass, Peter says, that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And this name of the Lord is the name of the Lord Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life.
初步住大能的圣灵之下，使使徒彼得站起来，让每个人都明白，彼得是说凡求告耶和华的都必得救。耶稣是主，耶稣是所有人得救的名、道路和真理。
The book of Acts is right there in the middle of the New Testament. If you open it up, the Gospels, Acts, the Epistles, right in the middle. And Pentecost is a celebration in the middle of the past and the future. It's an in the middle day. Looking back to the past, Pentecost is actually an Old Testament celebration. The word Pentecost literally means 50th. And Pentecost was also called the Festival of Weeks that occurred 50 days after Easter. It was a harvest festival. It was associated with the celebration of God giving the law at Mount Sinai to Moses and gathering a people together. It was an old festival focused on God speaking His word and giving His life.
使徒行传位于新约的中间，而五旬节的事件则位于过去和未来的中间。回顾过去，五旬节在旧约庆祝的活动，五旬节就是愚人节过后的五十天。五旬节又被称为丰收节，它在逾越节后的五十天。五旬节也都是以色列人出埃及后领受神迹摩西颁布十诫为国法的庆祝活动。五旬节亦都是圣灵活跃的季节，要为其子民创造启动神的奥秘智慧。五旬节是逾越节的箴言，源自上帝拯救以色列百姓出埃及后的第五十天。
Right in this middle festival, this old festival, now new in Pentecost, right in the middle of the Old and New Testaments, right in the middle of the Gospel of Jesus and the Holy Spirit, right in the middle of Jerusalem, all of Pentecost occurs. And the Holy Spirit right there in the middle makes clear in many languages that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
就在这个古老的节日中间，就在圣经旧约和新约之间的中间，就在耶稣福音和圣灵事工的中间，就在耶路撒冷城的中间，圣灵用多种语言清楚地表明，凡信主耶稣的名求呼求的人都会得救。
Now, for some in the crowd that day, this was just too much to take. They think the apostles must be drunk. They're crazy. That was actually the response. For others, the speakers, they wonder, what does this all mean?
有一些癫的门徒、老前辈习惯一定要饮酒的方式庆祝活动，还要饮到不醉无归，太过离谱了。有些人寻求想知道所有的东西是什么东东。
I suppose it's not that different really from how the message of Jesus is received today here in the middle of our city. For some right out there, it's probably seen as a waste of time, something that's a crazy old religion. For others, they might be so curious. They might feel the crushing weight of paychecks and wonder, what does it all mean? And for all the responses we get, we're called, gathered, and powered by the Holy Spirit to make Jesus clear for everyone. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
在現今這個社會，有些人聽到耶穌聖靈的資訊是沒有反應的，有些還說浪費氣，古老的宗教是我們現代的世界是沒有立足之地。不過有些人還是很好奇地這一種人呢，就是打工仔，他們仍然想知道意味著什麼東西，因為他們感受到現代正沉重的負擔。對於我們來說，我們被聖靈呼召和有能力向人說，凡求告主耶穌的名，生命的主必得救。
You know, I'm not sure it really made any sense to those first disciples. In Luke's Gospel, even Mary wonders, when she's told she gives birth to Jesus, what does this mean? No one really seems to get it. All of a sudden, the disciples are caught up in the power of the Spirit. They can speak other languages. They point to Jesus. You know, for us too, God is beyond our understanding. But in the middle of our lives, the Holy Spirit calls, gathers, enlightens, and empowers all of us to live and tell Jesus.
我不是很明白为什么第一批的门徒会突然间被圣灵的力量所吸引。他们还会明白其他的语言，他们明白到耶稣是他们的救世主。在他们的生命中间，圣灵呼召集中启发他们，赐予他们能力，让他们传播耶稣的福音。
It's the middle of the old and new. That's where Pentecost is. It's an ancient Old Testament celebration, but it points to a new reality of God's presence with us in the Holy Spirit. From Acts chapter 2, spoken by Peter at Pentecost, these last days, Peter says, God will declare and pour out my Spirit on all flesh. And as Peter tells the scoffers of that day, they're not drunk on wine, but filled with the Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit that now is poured out for the world.
在旧约的第一个五旬节，是逾越羔羊被杀后的第五十天，神赐下律法。在新约的第一个五旬节，是耶稣被钉十字架之后的第五十天，一个新的圣灵庆祝典礼。使徒行传第二章，彼得在五旬节讲，在未后的日子，我将我的灵浇灌在一切有血气的人身上。彼得还说，他们不是喝醉酒，而是圣灵充满了他们，是上帝为世人注入圣灵。
Pentecost is in the middle of an old world passing away and a new world yet to come. In these last days, behold, God is making all things new, as it says in Scripture. He's filling this world with His Spirit. Jesus has died. The old world of sin and death is passing away. Jesus is risen. He will come again in glory. The new heaven and the new earth are coming soon. You know, that's how the whole Bible ends, with a new heaven and a new earth, the fullness of God's Spirit everywhere.
五旬节是世界的中间逝去，新世界即将到临。神使万物更新，而且用祂的圣灵充满世界。耶稣已经死了，罪恶和死亡的旧世界已经过去，耶稣复活了，还会回来，新天新地即将到来。整本圣经的总结是，新天新地，神的圣灵丰盛地围绕着。
As Christians, we find ourselves in the middle. You know, we live in the middle of an old world of sin and death. It's passing away. We live in the middle of the hope of the world and life to come. We live in the middle of those who don't get us, for those who even make fun of us sometimes, for those who ask, what does this mean, just like on Pentecost. We live in the middle of God's work in the Spirit, living out, speaking out repentance and forgiveness, that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
作為基督徒, 我們生活在罪惡和死亡的舊世界中間, 死亡以及來世生命的希望, 我們生活在死亡和復活的中間, 我們生活在那些不理解我們甚至嘲笑我們的人的中間, 以及那些問我們意味著什麼的人中間, 我們生活在神的聖靈工作中間, 活出悔改和饒恕, 使每個人呼求主耶穌名的都會得救。
The middle is often a messy place to be. Some don't get it, others wonder what it means. It's like being in the middle, right? I think of being in the middle of a crowded airplane or a train. We have to sit between, we have to negotiate this with God. We have to at least acknowledge others. As Christians, hopefully we acknowledge each other. We live between death and new life, we acknowledge that. Between each other, in reconciliation and forgiveness, we acknowledge Jesus for others, that all will call on Him and be saved.
中間往往是很混亂, 有些不明, 有些懷疑, 有些找到身上, 就好像坐在擠迫的飛機或者火車中間的位置上一樣, 我們必須坐在中間, 跟人溝通, 作為基督徒, 我們處於死亡的 与身之间和了解与宽恕谈判之间为别人承认耶稣为所有的人都会呼求耶稣的救恩。There's
a wonderful quote by the author Margaret Atwood that sums up being in the middle. When you're in the middle of a story, it doesn't feel like a story at all. It's often confusion, a dark roaring, a boldness, a wreckage. Like a house in a whirlwind, crushed by icebergs, swept over by rapids, all powerless. It's only afterwards, right, that anything becomes like a story starts to appear, when you are telling it to yourself or to someone else.
混亂黑暗的泡沫、失明破碎的玻璃和廢柴，就好像船長中的房子，又或者是被冰山壓破了的船，急流衝過，船上面的人沒辦法自阻止，事實發生之後才可以變成一個故事，這樣你才可以告訴人知是什麼回事。
That sounds a little bit like the experience of the first disciples in the middle of their lives, in the book of Acts, in the middle of the New Testament. When you read the book of Acts, it's an exciting story. There are earthquakes, there are shipwrecks, there's jail breakouts, there's a grand adventure, actually, of the Holy Spirit making Jesus known to the world. And in Acts, in the Holy Spirit, the disciples don't often know where they're going. The Spirit leads them. They often don't. But they tell the story of Jesus to themselves in the fellowship and the breaking of bread. They tell the story of Jesus as they go to others, to Samaritans, to Romans, to politicians. All so that the words of Pentecost are realized, that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
聽起來有些好像耶穌的第一批門徒，他們的生命中的歷史，《使徒行傳》所，《使徒行傳》在新約的中間，《使徒行傳》有提及到有地震，甚至有沉船，都是聖靈讓世界人認識耶穌的一次偉大的冒險。 使徒行傳裡面的聖靈門徒在契約裡面 抹饼，并讲述了自己的故事。他们将耶稣的故事讲给人听，讲给撒玛利亚人、罗马人，甚至皇帝，一切都是为了实现五旬节的话，凡呼求主耶稣名的人都会得救。
When you're in the middle of the story, in the middle of the mission of Christianity, it can be confusing, not always makes sense. Why some turn away and ignore, why others wonder and seek more. But instead of figuring it all out, we have the Holy Spirit, the peace of God which surpasses all of our understanding. And the Spirit of God who calls, gathers, and enlightens and leads us to Jesus and others to Jesus.
当你置身在基督教的故事和使命的时候，可能会被人怀疑，觉得没什么意义。为什么有些人一听见耶稣就要掉头走？有些人则想知道并且寻求更多耶稣的知识。我们不是整天都是很清楚所有的事，而是在这里拥有上帝的圣灵和平安。上帝的圣灵呼召并且带领我们和其他人归向我们的救主耶稣。
It's in telling the story of faith to Jesus to ourselves that we begin to make sense of the grandeur of God's grace. It's in telling the story to others that we see how God is calling everyone to believe in the name of Jesus and have life in his name.
圣经向我们讲述了耶稣的故事，我们才开始了解上帝伟大的恩典。圣经向我们讲述了上帝怎样呼召每个人相信耶稣，并且奉耶稣的名拥有生命。
Pentecost is sometimes called the opening or start of the church's mission. It's sometimes a birthday of the church, kind of like an opening day in a long sports season. You could think of like baseball or football. We wait for the end as Christians. We look for the world of the life to come. But until then, right in the middle of the story, we again today pray for and receive the Holy Spirit. The same Spirit who hovered over the waters of creation, who at the beginning opened the way of life to breathe life into all the world.
五旬节有时被称为教会使命的开始，有些似打波比赛的开幕仪式。我们在这里等待着比赛的结果。作为基督徒，我们期待未来的生活。我们好像在故事的中间。我们今天再次为圣灵祈祷，并且接受耶稣为我们的救世主。在创造之水上盘旋的用一位圣灵，起初他为所有创造万物注入了生命。
It's the same Spirit, Scripture says, will raise us up on the last day. The very same Spirit who now today, in the middle of the worship service, in the middle of the day, the Spirit who kindles in us the fire of His love, that we would be open to Jesus always, that we would open to others the way of the Lord. For all who call on the name of the Lord Jesus will be saved.
同一位圣灵将使死人复活，就是这一位圣灵现在在我们敬拜仪式中，在我们入面点燃了爱的火焰。我们要向人敞开主的道路，因凡求告主耶稣的名必得救。阿门。